Our gospel reading this morning comes from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Let us listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. If you love me and obey the command I give you, I will ask the one who sent me to give you another paraclete, another helper to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept since the world neither sees her nor recognizes her. But you can recognize the Spirit because she remains with you and will be within you. I won't leave you orphaned. I will come back to you. A little while now and the world will see me no more, but you'll see me because I live, and you will live as well. On that day, you'll know that I am in God, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who obey the commandments are the ones who love me, and those who love me will be loved by God. I, too, will love them and will reveal myself to them. Here ends the reading. Please pray with me. O Holy One, may the message that I offer this morning and may the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. Amen. First of all, I want to thank Doug and Chris and Kevin for offering us a message of hope and promise and healing this morning. And to all of you, for the ways that you support the good work, the transformational work of the Sparta and Project Main Street. Earlier this week, after I read our text for today from the Gospel of John, an old family story came to mind. It's a story that I haven't thought about in years. It's a story about my little brother George, who's not so little anymore. He stands about 6 feet tall, and is 44 years old now. 40 years ago, my family was living in Boston, and my grandmother, my beloved Grandma Martin, lived about 4 hours away in Long Island, New York. One of the traditions that had developed in my family over time was that when my siblings and I were old enough, there are five of us in my family, I'm the fourth of five kids, when we were old enough, we were given the opportunity to visit my grandma in New York all by ourselves without our family. Each one of us looked forward to having this one-on-one time with my Grandma Martin, plus we knew that she would spoil us while we were there. And so my mom and my grandma came up with a halfway meeting place in Connecticut at a Howard Johnson's. You remember Howard Johnson's with the orange roof? We would meet there before and after this kid exchange of each one of our visits. Well, when Georgie was about 4 years old, my parents decided that he was ready to visit Grandma all by himself. So we met my grandma at that Howard Johnson's in Connecticut, said goodbye to George, watched them drive away. Now, the story is, as they were getting closer to my grandma's town, Georgie told her that he was hungry, and so she offered to take him out for dinner and asked him where he wanted to go eat. And you know what he said, don't you? Howard Johnson's. So she took him to the Howard Johnson's that was closest to her home. After the hostess showed them to their booth, Georgie stood up in his seat. He looked around with tears in his eyes, and he exclaimed, "Where is my family? I don't see my family." He thought our family would be there at that time, at that Howard Johnson's, waiting for him. The end of the story is that after a little bout of homesickness, the week ended up going very well, and George couldn't wait to go back to my grandma's house for the next visit. This tender, sweet story about my brother George helped me to connect to our gospel reading for this morning. I could identify with the feelings that George must have been experiencing in that moment. What about you? When in your life have you felt somewhat lost or disoriented? When have you felt confused or overwhelmed or deeply saddened? When have you felt anxious about what was yet to come, or when have you worried about the unknown? Our story from John this morning is known as Jesus' farewell speech to his disciples. It was given on the occasion of his final dinner with them before his arrest. Just imagine the range of emotions that his disciples must have been experiencing that evening. Jesus had already washed their feet. Judas had indeed betrayed Jesus. And Jesus had just told Peter that he would deny him 3 times. Jesus had much to say to his disciples that evening. He gave them a summary of all of his teachings. He had many parting words of wisdom to leave with them. The language that Jesus used that night was profound, eloquent, passionate, and stirring. But his disciples were confounded by these parting words. Like my brother George, they must have felt somewhat disoriented, overwhelmed, sad, confused, anxious, and worried about what was yet to come. What was going to happen to them? At one point during that evening, Jesus said to them, "You know the way that leads to where I am going." And Thomas replied, "But we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" In this farewell speech, Jesus did indeed respond to the disciples' feelings of confusion and anxiety by offering them words of assurance and comfort. While he couldn't be with them much longer in his earthly form, he told them that he would give them another paraclete, which is a term for Holy Spirit. It comes from the Greek word parakletos, meaning comforter, counselor, advocate, and helper. Jesus told them that they would be able to recognize this paraclete, this spirit of truth, because in his words, she remains with you and will be within you. She remains with you and will be within you. The New Testament was originally written in Greek, as you know, and it is significant then that the author of John here used plural forms for the pronoun you, which in Greek are umes and umin. So another way to read this, then, could be, she remains with all of you together and will be within all of you together. Jesus was not speaking to the disciples here as individuals, but as a community, as the future church. These words are also meant for us today. The paraclete, the comforter, the counselor, the advocate, the helper, the spirit of truth, God, dwells here among all of us together. And within all of us together, and through all of us together, as a community of faith and as the church. What do you see? How do you see God here at the United Church of Granville? How have you noticed the movement of the Spirit of Truth through this community of faith? When have you recognized the presence of the Comforter among us? When have you heard the voice of the Advocate speak through this congregation? How have you experienced the wisdom of the Counselor that is here within all of us together? And have you seen the hands of the Helper reach out beyond these walls of this church building? In the 9 months that I have been here with all of you together, I have come to know God as uniquely expressed through this community, through UCG. Each Sunday, I notice God in the joy and the smiles and the warm embraces with which you greet one another. I notice God in the deep commitment of those who teach Sunday school and work with our youth. I notice God during worship, through the music and the message, through the sharing and the silence, through the laughter and the tears. Each month, on the lunches of the Square Sunday, I notice God busy at work through the intergenerational group that prepares hundreds of sandwiches for those who are hungry within our own community. I notice God in the long-term relationships that have been formed with our sisters and brothers in Nicaragua through Rancho Ebenezer. I notice God in the vision and creativity of our teens who conceptualized the bike project and made it happen. I notice God in all of the energy surrounding the numerous enriching adult education opportunities that are offered here. I notice God in UCG's unwavering commitment to welcome and affirm and stand with the LGBT community. I notice God in the deep commitment of UCG in caring for the earth, supporting local farmers, and responding to climate change. I notice God in the history of UCG's prophetic witness for almost 200 years, speaking out and standing with those who have been excluded and marginalized by the rest of society. I notice God in all of the transformational community organizing that is done through the members and friends of this congregation. I notice God in the quiet behind-the-scenes work that is faithfully done by those who tend to both the administrative tasks and the maintenance of this beautiful and old building. I notice God in the celebrations of life that come with each birth of a baby and with each loss of a loved one. God is active here at UCG. As Jesus promised, the Spirit of truth remains with all of us together and within all of us together. Where do you notice God in and through our community here at the United Church of Granville? I'd like to close with some familiar and inspiring words of Teresa of Avila. As you may know, she was a 16th century Spanish theologian and mystic. She was a Carmelite nun and truly a reformer of the church. These are Teresa's words. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Amen. Our closing song will be song number 347 in our hymnals, Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ. You may remain seated for this.